good show. We've given you hour one of material. We gave you an hour about the world and our country. But now, the spotlight turns to you listeners. Your email sent to info@bossmanshow.com for us to read. And to read your email, as he always read your emails on this show, the one only, Hollywood Alec.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. Oh, hey, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? We're back on the show. I was just going over some of these emails, man. They're
pathetic.
Pathetic is an understatement.
So, without further ado, I guess we're going to have to jump into it. And okay, here we go. Excuse me. Listener email. I'm looking at it right now, like Mikhail Lewo and Kango Donnell Simplified. Why? Why?
Already.
Brothers, can you act list? Can you assist me in getting a Maxine? I don't really understand the Maxines. I know the Maxine Maven Project, you from the coil runavirus that make me work at the house. You feel me?
What?
Can you tell me where to get a Maxine?
What is that?
Can you tell me where to get a Maxine and if I need a Maxine or what a Maxine does? Also, can you please send me a prize so I use it to give my female chicken head a gift so I can keep getting the business and tearing it up? Send me a prize. Mario King in Dallas. I'll send you a prize. Yes. Yes, I will send you a prize. You're going to get a full set of Hooked on Phonics.
Exactly.
And my baby can read. How about that? You write like, I mean, my little baby nephew, he's not even one. He writes better than that. But anyway. Listener email. Kane Buddha and Florio Destein. Who's Kane Buddha?
Exactly.
Anyway. Electric bill, you're what? But the app of similar features connection must continue. What? I'm going well. The reality is I'm tired to make it work, man. Look, she had an abortion after I just lost a parent. Oh, man. I wasn't in the good state of mind to be a parent after losing parents. Oh my God, a state of mind? I really care. Oh, I still care. Ain't no sense of going elsewhere.
Look, the opposite, bro. He's quoting.
Never recover after the abortion. Timing wasn't right. Lost parent, man. She never let it go. Looks like another love TK.
Oh God.
I really care. I want her. We screwed from time to time. Never get on same page or phone. Damn. What should I do? I mean, the system wasn't right at times. She can't shake it. I am not a bed pair, son.
What?
I am not a bad pair, son. Okay. I am not. I want her, but I guess she don't want me. Help me get her. Julio in Jefferson County.
Oh, what? Oh, Lord. A lot in that email, though.
Somebody's fraudulent here.
A lot's going on in email. A lot's going on.
I mean, that sounds like a bad situation, but, man, you're illiterate. I can't decipher what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, he called Jesse Butler and Teddy Pendergrass in the same email.
That was totally embarrassing.
Anyway. Two classic songs in your email of illiteracy.
Right. Unfreaking believable. Anyway, Philly Blaze and Phoenix Suns.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I'll take it. I mean, it's better than some of the garbage that we've seen.
You got that right.
I'll take it. Look, Chiefs, I'm grown in interceptions with women.
What?
Such as this one broad who I really was feeling, but it just felt some dame one-sided. Yeah, I feel you. Let me exdain to you. You need to exdain yourself to a damn book. I'd always have to text her or FaceTime her first. We talk or whatever, whoopty woo and all that jazz. But at the end of the call, she'd say, would call me back, and the pattern would refart the next.
What? Oh God. Oh God.
The next day. Okay. Eventually, I grew tired of the situation. I just stopped texting and FaceTime because she didn't keep her word. Furthermore, she would rally if ever contact me first. See, he was alright for a little minute, and then he just went all illiterate on me. I think it should be reciprocal situation on the communication system, not one-sided. I think too many women have got used to thirsty suckers that are fine doing all the doing and stuff. I dig. I value me. I matter. I refuse to be a sucker. Shoo me if you want me to. Do me if you want me to. DB in Chicago.
Damn. That's your city right there.
Right, but like, I mean, it wasn't horrible. I mean, he just can't freaking read. Anyway.
That's crazy.
You know, all right. He can't write, man. You know, reading is fundamental. Anyway, okay, here we go. JR in Hollywood.
Wow.
This fool spelled JR, JAYRARE. JR. Well, that's not bad either, I guess. I mean, if you close your eyes and say it, then. Okay. Oh, this is going to be good. A little not spicy or slick female learning quickly. A little not spicy or slick female learning quickly that my support or downage for you is very conditional. Is far from unconditional or unconventional. So me and Shorty was, so me and Shorty was rocking it tough, or slime, whatever. You know, a possible fruit you're building. You vining and rocking, you know, intersecting and interstating with some of my connects in the industry. Then little Miss Shorty started to get distance and act funny. With my people. So I told my people to stop messing with her, and they cut her loose and leave her out to dry. The trifling broad got all upset, want to run back to Papa. I tell her, nah, Trick, it's all conditional loan. As you treating me right, it was straight. You got sideways, so you ass is out, Trick. Now she say I'm immature and petty. I think she wrong, not me. No, Goofy Mug, I think you wrong. Eric in Detroit.
I spelled Detroit. Oh, God. Oh, God, that's terrible. And she is wrong.
Wrong.
I agree with you, Eric. She is wrong. I agree with you, Eric. She is wrong.
Unfreaking believable that a man can't write what he's feeling and spell the word like he's supposed to spell them.
Oh, God.
Put down funny. Oh. Freaking believable.
That whole ice man Detroit. Oh, my God.
Whatever. This is going to be good right here. Check this out. I'm going to read this. This is going to go real smooth. I'm hoping.
We hope.
Okay. Boston, Hollywood. He already started off good because he spelled it right. This punk sucker crossed all kinds of lines with me and my brother. This ignorant, big-headed, overweight, out-of-shape, Donkey Kong-looking MF.
Oh, God.
Fix his raggedy mouth. Say that I'm wrong, stupid, dumb. FOS means fuller, you know, and not pro-black. Because me and three women in my past decide to have abortions done. My parents have talked to me like that. And this monkey gonna fix his mouth like that. Hell no. He went on some moral high ground. Right wing step and fetch it rant about it's BS what me and three grown women decided to do. Not to mention going on a rant about Planned Parenthood and being for a beacon for black genocide. I guess punk MF don't know that Planned Parenthood does more than abortion, such as birth control, cancer screening, hormone therapy, STD testing, and prevention of sex education. And he's right. I can't stand when bougie Negroes from the Pale Zone try to speak on stuff
Pale
they don't know nothing about.
Pale Zone. Yes, dude. The Pale Zone.
I'm going to read that again. I say I can't stand when bougie Negroes from the Pale Zone try to speak on stuff they know nothing about. I can't stand these fake pro-life people who get abortions done in secret all the time. I don't believe folks tell me or anyone that they can and can't. Wait, hold on. I don't believe what folks tell me or anyone what they can and can't do with their body. I'm all for choice and women's right to choose. Dude, it's such B-A-N.
Oh, I know what that means.
Me too. That's Montel B. Long in Orlando.
Yeah, good evening.
It sounded more like Teddy Long.
Holla, holla, player. Hey, he makes all good points, though.
Yeah, he does. He does. He really did.
Everything he said, I agree with.
Oh, yeah. He was on point. I was about to say 100. He was on point.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? It just sounded like when I was reading it, it just sounded way pimpish. So, you know what I'm saying? I had to put the voice in it.
Yes.
It sounded like an old pimp trying to spit knowledge.
Oh, on the FUR show? A guy with that long of email and it makes sense?
Yeah, that's highly unlikely.
We made it all the way through without, like, what? What? It made sense. Goodness. And I agree with it. Hey, everything he said, I agree with it. And dude is a BA and a sucker and a punk ML. On it.
Yup. Man. That was heavy. That was heavy. I'm still dumbfounded. Like, let me see. I'm trying to look for mistakes. I mean, they're just not many. Like, there's. You let somebody have it. Like,
I mean, he called that sucker. What did he call that fool? What do you say?
He called him a bougie Negro from the Pale Zone. Killed him.
Ignorant, big headed, overweight, out of shape, Donkey Kong looking ML.
Hold on.
His raggedy mouth.
Ignorant, big headed, overweight, out of shape, Donkey Kong looking MF. Fix his raggedy mouth and say that I'm wrong, stupid, dumb, FOS, and not pro black because me and three women in my past decided to have abortions done. That was off the chain. And now we're going to go from the sublime to the ridiculous. Brother Lester Erect and Brother Dummerfield Lakeler.
God.
That's just way off. Now, like, somebody's doing this crap on purpose. And I wouldn't be surprised. Like, anyway, I just stepped feet in church for Dale's first time.
Oh, God.
This doesn't even make sense. Next. Listener email. Tamal and Platonio. This has been on my mind for years. I'm in my 30s. Why do women give you number and then you reach out, they do not respond? I text on the time one. I call on the time two. What? I call on the time 2 and I text on the time 3 and I leave her in a long after date because I'm no punk who let gel and weave rum jello on me.
Oh, no.
You know Mal and Low. So check it. I be out with a new something I met on the gram. The broad that didn't respond comes to spot I at and throw drinks on me in new flame. They get too tussling in spot. We get thrown out. This mess crazy. The sorry heifer didn't seem interested when gave me the digits and didn't say nothing to a trigger. And now I move on with a new thing and she won the trip. What's up with that? Karen Street Hustle Legend. Well, I'll tell you what's up with that real quick. First of all, you've got to know how to read.
That's part of it.
You know, you've got to know how to read and write. Because the difficulty I had reading this mess, I totally... Like what I was gonna originally say is totally lost on me. The subject is lost on me. It just sounds like gibber. It just sounds like womp womp womp. It might as well be Phoenician.
I kind of decoded what he was saying.
It's
just ridiculous. Like,
she's not. She's not really interested in getting to. She was playing the role. And now that he got somebody else, she's playing the role again.
Yeah, and you know what, Hollywood? I'll expound on that a little bit for me. Like, personally, as a woman, with who I am. A chick, give me her number, and I'll text her, I'll call her, I'll text her. I'm 3 and out. That's how simple. Like, you know, I don't understand either, to be honest with you. Just don't give me your number. If you don't talking to me, nothing. I never said, why did you give me the phone number in the first place? Why do we go through this process? I don't get that. You're scared to tell me no in my face or whatever. I don't know what their reason is.
It's like the no game game. You dig what I'm saying? It's like the no game game. It's like I'm running game. You know what I'm saying? They'll give you the number. They'll say call. You know what I'm saying? Do all this stuff. But when you call to do something, they don't respond. They want you to pretty much make a fool out of yourself to see how it's like running to see how much of your time you're gonna invest in chasing them. You understand what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly. You gotta value you. You gotta value yourself. Like, nah. If
exactly.
You gotta value yourself. Like, look. If I reach out to you 3 times and you don't respond back, I'm moving on. And how you gonna get mad when he moved on somebody else? You didn't want the man. That could have been you.
3 times? I'm talking about once.
You know? Like, the man texted you, called you, texted you.
You won.
And nothing. You know?
You know what I'm saying? If you don't... Right. Go ahead.
Yeah, nothing, right? So... The other problem is, why are you posting on Instagram your location?
For real?
That's what got your tires hit. But the fact of the matter is this. If I made attempts to get to know you, you obviously didn't want that, even though you said you did originally, which is your choice to change your mind. Don't get mad when I move on. Don't try to play the role like, oh, you're the victim now. No, I think he reached out to you and tried to know you didn't respond back and reciprocate, right? So
right.
Why is he the wrong? Why are you acting out and attacking him when you're the one that didn't even put your end of the bargain? Why'd you give the man your phone number? Should have just been like, nah, I'm good.
I would have respected you more.
Most grown men can take that. Most can. Some can't, most
right.
can.
Why is it that I even have to extend that branch 3 times? With me, if you haven't responded, I'll give you a certain amount of time to respond. You know what I'm saying? Because I can be patient. But the thing is, if you haven't responded after 2 days,
Like, how much time does it take to text a message? Or to say, I'm busy.
5 seconds.
Or to say whatever. So there's no excuse.
None.
You know what I'm saying? I'd rather you just say, look, I'm not interested, and keep it moving.
That's all it takes.
But games like it's like it takes.
Exactly. I mean, I'm like, it's absolutely embarrassing, you know. It's absolutely embarrassing that, you know, we're still playing these childish games this late in the game. Like, look, if you want somebody, tell them. If you don't, tell them. That solves all the issues. Because when you start playing games, some tensions arise, you get these feelings involved, and people act out. Isn't that crazy? Nip it in the bud before it gets bad.
Right.
But this is why some people are single, too. They play games.
Absolutely.
They play games more than could have been the right one for them. But they play the game.
Yeah.
Because of homegirl, because of social media, because of the look. Get it. We all have preferences. We all do. And I get that part, too. But if that's the case, don't give the person the numbers out your preference. Or they say that you got somebody. But don't give the impression that there's interest or a chance for interest.
Right.
Or I'll rent for interest.
Because the thing is one thing, one of my pet peeves is when people waste my time.
Yes.
You understand? So why should I be wasting time entertaining somebody who I, you know that this is going to go absolutely nowhere other than the fact that we exchange numbers. And now you're just wasting my time because you feel like you can. It's just not happening. I'm not with the wasting of the time. I could be doing other things. I could be seeing somebody else. Or could be texting somebody else, rather. But instead, you know, I'm something. I done sent you 3 texts and you haven't even texted me back. Like, you won't text me back? What was the purpose? You know what I'm saying? Because they say that women know what they're going to do with you, like, within the first what? Within the first couple of minutes, within the first 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So she already knew what time it was. Maybe if I, you know what I'm saying, if I were to flash a couple of $100 bills of gold teeth, I might have got more of a response.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly. Hey, Hollywood, the people keep asking, like, I'm saying to them, no. Maybe she had a reason. No. There's no reason to give nobody a number and not respond.
What reason? I mean,
there's no reason. Just say you got somebody and then start snipping the bud right now. Some dudes will say, well, I can be your friend. Whoop-de-woo. What? Just say, no, I'm committed. There are ways out of there without getting to the point where it's my man's upset. He done moved on. You gonna clash the man's tires because he moved on? When you turn him down? Like, that's right. The part that gets me. That's the crazy part. Where is he at fault at for moving on when you didn't respond? Why is there a result of his tires being slashed?
Right, and not you mad because I'm not chasing you? You mad because I played chess. I was on some checkmate-ish, you know what I'm saying? I saw the game for what it was, and I moved on.
And,
how pitiful.
And furthermore, I'm still excited to get out here. Until there's an official talk about becoming official, I'm free to date whoever I want to be.
Right.
If you want to become exclusive, you got to come to me and tell me. Because we're dating, doing the business, hanging out. That's just part of the process.
Period, point blank.
You want all to yourself? Say, that's all. Because Hollywood, I had a situation where a woman got mad at me and said, well, I saw you out with her, blah, blah, blah. Well, yes, nobody's made the claim to say they want to be exclusive. Neither have I.
For real.
I'm enjoying myself. We're dating. We're talking. Nothing's official. And,
right.
And I would correct this.
Where's the contract?
Correct this, too. It's because you're having sex does not mean it's official. We haven't said
no. That means
that's all.
We're grown. You're getting you, and I'm getting me.
Like, let's
and we like.
Let's keep narratives here. Like, look, dating means you're still single. You're not exclusive.
Period.
When somebody has that talk, then you can decide whether you want to continue on the in the same role or commit to that person. But until it's an official talk that you have and both parties agree on what it is and what it ain't, free to do you. And they can't get mad.
Because the thing is some people have the habit of confusing like with love. And it's a bad confusion. Or some people have the confusion of because we like each other and we go on a date or we go out, we're official. And nobody has talked about being official. So until we have that conversation and until we have an understanding, if I'm single, I'm going to bang whoever I want to bang, do whatever I want to do, and that's the bottom line. And I hope you feel the same, because you want to know what? We're both grown.
Yes. And my tires should not be slashed for that either. Or my windows
right. Broken
in. Or a bat taking my vehicle because of that. Because that's what you want. These ladies do that. And I'm like, look, man, look. If you want a man to be all you, open your mouth. Closed mouth don't get fed.
Right, and that's why I said we're both grown. Because we should be, if we really like each other, if we're dating, we're feeling, whatever the case may be, we should be able to communicate realistically. You know what I'm saying? And say, look, this is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You feel a certain way for me. I feel a certain way for you. This is what it is. If we're friends, if we tight, this, that, and the third, we should be able to talk about it as adults. And find out if we're both wasting our time. And if we are, ain't no hard feelings. You go your way and I'll go mine. We'll remain friends or whatever the case may be.
Yes. It's better to get out that way before things get heated, nasty, tangled. Because somebody feel like they get a bit burned and used. That's when that's going to show.
You understand? That's what I'm saying. So it only pays us. I mean, it's going to only pay to be up and be open and honest about about the situation. You know what I'm saying? Which leads, that at least, it's going to lead right back to being an adult about it. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody wants to play the fool and nobody wants to be a sucker. And nobody definitely wants to waste their time. You know, and if we're tight like that, we should be able to communicate like that.
Exactly.
Hey. All right, man, I'm going to read this one.
Hey, Hollywood, the folks asking about that Brother Lester erect email. They also want to hear it for some stupid reason. They asking about
the what?
We want to hear Brother Lester erect. That was funny. What was he going to say about you all? They want to hear that stupid email.
Wait a minute, hold on.
The one that you skilled.
Okay.
They want to hear that stupid email, obviously.
Brother Lester erect. All right. I just stepped feet in church for Dale first time. The past tier.
Oh God.
The past tier tell me about being slaves and giving my life to kites.
Not Christ, but kites. Oh God.
I decided to give my life to kites. They gave me a shower and asked did I believe in kites, and I said yeah. There was a story about Lazarus and how kites laid him from the deed, and that kites had disco balls that followed him around like Eazy-E-K-E-L. Is that a rapper? So I tell my baby mama, got my nut growing in the right in the fifth, almost sixth month. This dude is an idiot. That we need to name the baby Lisa Ruz Easy Ekeel Wims. We got to armoring and she thaw me out the house. I don't know what to do. Got keep parked.
to my confession.
He quoting Usher. Oh my God. He quoting Usher.
We got a literate bootleg Usher up here.
He quoting Usher, bruh.
And I don't even know why he's trying to reproduce.
I had never heard this before. Growing got my nut growing in her in the fifth. Really? How about pregnant?
This dude is an idiot.
How about that? Got my nut growing up in her? My man's worried for that car pregnant. Oh, this another email is going to be funny. We're going to really talk about that.
Oh, jeez.
The Boston Hollywood email? Oh, my God. That's about an old friend of ours, I see.
What's scaring me is that the names are right, so that I know he can't be too, at least grammatically, he can't be too much of an imbecile. But we'll see. Because you never know. You never know, okay? Boss in Hollywood, this gonna get me in trouble, but whatever. You all, old friends from the group, is obsessed with you all. This dude was showing the messages from the group chat from back in the day. He still has those? Anyway, his blame boss for blocking him with Char, and he's upset she's with Woody, and that Char succumbed to pressure and forced him out of the group. When he heard you all was doing a special, he began ranting and raving about how messed up you all are. He hates the show, but never misses hearing you all. He still wears those flip-flops, ascot, trench coats, smoker's jacket, and random son of and random sun umbrellas, along with constantly singing 80s and 90s R&B, like he's gonna get a deal.
I can believe that.
My cousin has a baby by him. Really? She's about to move out of state. My questions are, what's wrong with him, and how can she get it where he has limited contact with a little boy once she bailed from Tennessee? He's such a pitiful, lame loser, yet still says that Char should with him. He needs help. I love you guys. Show be easy. LaTanya in Tennessee.
What are your thoughts on hearing this about you, zombie?
No, he is a dingbat. He is an idiot. But, I mean, she has a question on how she can get it where he has limited contact with a little boy. I mean, why would you? What kind of dad is he? Does he take care of his child? Those are the questions I'd be asking. Because I don't know. So I can't give you an answer on how he can have limited contact with him. You know what I'm saying? I don't know his business like that. Like, we don't think about zombie.
We don't. We don't like his ass.
You know, we don't think about this cat. We threw him to the wayside because he was embarrassing the heck out of us. You know what I'm saying? And he was trying to be like this voice of reason type, Sven Garlic type, Dark Gable type. I don't know what the bloody blue hell he was trying to be, but we were just looking at we were side eyeing like, really, man, what the hell is wrong with you? Then he busts the thing with the ascot and flip flop, like that's fact. Like this was seen. Didn't he send a picture or something?
Yeah, so him in church playing in the Oregon with flip flops.
I remember. He had like a flowered shirt on or something.
Yes.
Like, this dude had some flip flops. He had the bootleg chancletas with the smoker's jacket. You understand? Some pink shorts.
a flowered shirt, and you just couldn't tell him that he wasn't hype.
Couldn't tell him that.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, if he's a good, I mean, if he's a, if he's actually taking care of the child, like, good luck. You know what I'm saying? But if he's this pitiful, lame loser, you know, but he might be just a pitiful, lame loser to you. He might love his kid.
Shaw should be.
I mean, really?
Really?
Huh?
Shaw should be with him. Like, why is he on this deal?
That's the reason why he got kicked out. That was the reason why he kicked him out, because he was trying to save somebody who didn't need to be saved.
And he blamed me for blocking him with Shar. I didn't block you with Shar. You blocked yourself. She never wanted you.
Right. You did that when you bust him. When you bust him. When you bust him, Sean Clethar. You shouldn't have did that.
She laughed at your ass all the time.
It was funny. Like, he would come with this. He would come with this voice of reason crap. Like, he was, I don't know, like, he was like a bootleg Cupid, no love. Like, he's trying to shoot everybody in the ass with a friendship arrow. It's like, man, what are you doing, bro? Like, this ain't no kumbaya. Like, we're not passing the peace pipe. Like, we letting these zombies know what's what.
We're trying to enjoy beautiful ladies in our beautiful group, and you trying to pacify the thirst buddies? Like yourself?
Like where they do that at?
We had a standard of beating zombies' asses, giving them the business.
Every day.
The ladies can post in our group without worrying about thirst buttons. That's why we're so popping. You don't have to worry about cats being all thirsty on their face. Add me. I want to bite your booty. I want to do this. No. Enjoy the booty. And the booty. We had full pages
popping.
Without
embarrassing yourself.
He knew that. What the rules were. I didn't block yourself. Block yourself.
That's because you wore an ascot. And you had no reason to.
But my thing about this. Sure. We are a decade beyond. He still got his mouth on us.
That's what's pitiful. Man, move on, yo.
Seen Eric Benet and Maxwell, my man. You hate the show, but listen to every show, but you hate the show. So you hate to listen to our show. That shows how much of something you got.
He probably puts daisies in his hair.
He's probably crying right now. They're talking about me on the radio show. They're embarrassing me. I never said your name, sucker. Like, you
never.
Said my name at once. You said my name in the email once. You said my government name at once. So I ain't forgot that, punk bitch. I ain't forgot that.
Right.
Put my full government name out there.
That was unbelievable.
It's only few people don't know my full government name. Few people know that. Few. Few. And your punk ass put in the email.
Tried to throw it out there. And he did throw it out there.
I wonder why you can't get Shar.
He's still stuck, man. Dude, come on, man. Shar chilling, man.
She just texted me and said, tell him to go to hell. This is from her. Live right from Shar. Hey, Alec, hope you good. Tell that punk bitch to go to hell. She just texted me.
Shar, that was the homie. Hope she doing good too, man. Her, you know what I'm saying? Chilling with the Monkey Joes.
The Monkey Joes,
and
man.
Woody. My main man, Woody.
Oh, my God, man.
Chop, chop.
F off, zombie. Go to hell, zombie. Thank you for telling you. Go to hell, zombie.
Unfreaking believable. Unbelievable. See him. Chilling with the daggone smoker's jacket, no pipe in the pocket. All right. What we got next? Okay.
Oh, God.
Listener email.
Jacob Jamal Jefferson and Maple Tinfoil Coil. I'm ready.
What?
I'm ready to deforce my wife. Fifth.
Oh,
he done wants some of the cheap end now. She reaches day. I get some long, juicy crab legs and steam and stock them up her box in edit zone.
Edit what? Zone? You mean her butthole? Edit zone? Her box in edit zone?
I'm about to X this email. Then she says she want to stick neck the crab legs of my ass. Hello, neck. What? No. One done roll halfway. Oh, no. She damn tossed her mind. I want a divorce. This is sick. This is sick. Wait for a raw year. What? Man, I'm gone. Next. I'm doing a char.
Boom.
I'm doing boom. Out of here.
Yeah. Ejected email.
I can't read your crap. Okay. Tatum Branch in Hollywood. All right. I really? Just received a poor evacuation from work. What kind of crap? How was you supposed to evacuate then?
Oh, God.
I don't know. Okay. I log in to discuss, you know, my performance for the year. Okay. I don't know. You dig thinking everything all good, but I get hit like Twan of Briggs.
You mean Twan, motherfucker?
By my manager. A Twan. By my manager who graded me down but never brought of the tissues that was listed to my attention. Ever, not ever. That's some foul, passive-aggressive mess there. Just know my manager ain't black, but I am. How do you grade someone on stuff you ain't ever brought to their damn attention? I was allowed to come to work like everything all good, but get hit the flex on my review. I'm not with that. Now this manager wants to act all brand new and pass blame on me like it's my fault. She did what she did alone, acting all surprised. Now disgruntled. Your thoughts, Negroes. Thoughts on her? Am I right or wrong?
You're right. She's wrong. But that happens in Hollywood.
Yes.
I'll say it. When you have a non-black manager, you're black, they're not passive aggressive with you. They don't know how to come and tell you you're wrong. They fear for you may go off. It's an inherent bias they have against you.
It happens at my job right now.
And how can you, like, how can you correct any errors you're doing or whatever you're doing, behavior shit that he or she don't have with you, if she don't tell you? You're not
right.
Aladdin, you're not Genie, you're not Goku, you're not whoever, not Miss Leo. You can't know if you don't know. So to hit you with the evaluation is some slick sucker miss. End file. And you do it right to be disgruntled. She's very much wrong. But
right.
That's the passive aggressive stuff that non-black managers do with black people.
Yep, and they do it with this kind of arrogance, like you're supposed to know. Okay. Well, I tell you what, if I had the ability to read minds, I wouldn't be here. You know what I'm saying? I can't read your mind. I do no magic. I create no miracles. Why can't you just communicate to me? Why can't we just have a conversation, you understand, about whatever you have on your mind concerning me? And then you give me this piss-pot poor evaluation, and I'm looking at it like, for real? Which has happened. You know, it is like I'm easy to talk to. But now you want to try to, you know, but we know how that goes.
Hey, that email is relevant to life. Like, that's what happened in the workforce, unfortunately. You know, that's why a lot of black folks are disenchanted with the workforce because, you know, we're on the lower levels. We're not in management.
Yes.
So we can affect change and raise. That can affect man raise, maybe. or getting another job because you grade, you gave him a bad. You didn't tell him what's wrong. So that is unjust, unfair, and inaccurate. You know, that's not right. You know, like in relationships are dating too. If I don't know what the issue in the relationship, you break up with me, you didn't get a chance to correct it or make it better. Like, that's not fair. Now, of course, life ain't fair, but I'm just saying, if you want to be real and be, like, upstanding about it, come on now and open your mouth.
Absolutely.
And let somebody, like, you go to this man, his evaluation, he's been doing something wrong the whole year long, and you don't like what he's been doing the whole year, all when he can't even correct himself or correct it. That is passive-aggressive,
right?
Suck and dirty. And
that's like, your management, you need to step up your management game. You understand? Because if I'm doing something for that long, but you're too scared to come and tell me, that's not managerial.
That's suckerish.
Right. Like, what if what if something goes wrong as far, you know, anything? You know what I'm saying? What if I'm riding a lift truck wrong or doing the paperwork wrong? All the trails are going to come back to me anyway. But you want to wait until my evaluation to let me know that I'm doing something wrong because you was too coward to come to me and tell me what I'm doing wrong and correct me because you think I'm going to go off with the stereotype?
They are so gimme gotcha. But it happens every day in corporate America.
It does.
That white managers do that to black employees.
Yes.
Especially ones that don't code switch. The ones that stay true and don't code switch, they have it the worst.
Right. Right. Which is probably why I got it so bad in my, but I ain't gonna get into that.
Yeah. Once you code switch, you know, I call them the go along, get along gang. Once you code switch.
Right. Because me, look, it's like I do what I'm supposed to do. I don't speak much, but I'm going to eventually speak my piece. And nobody wants to hear me talk. But that's kind of how I want it. You know what I'm saying? Because if they're getting to the point where they're tired of hearing you talk, I know you're being heard. And they're hearing you too. They just don't want you to give them the real. They don't feel like you're in the category. You know, or you should even have the voice to tell them where they should be getting off. You don't have the privilege we have. And I'm not even talking about as far as color as far as that goes. You know what I'm saying? That's especially in corporate, like, that's power, period. Like, you're not even on my level enough to tell me. Or I'm just going to do what I want to do because you're a peon. You know what I'm saying? But it's hellified worse, you know, when you are a black or a brown person. You know what I'm saying? Because your color will precede you. And that's just facts. You know, we didn't want to talk to you because we were afraid that you would get black man angry. Or we were afraid that you were going to go off the deep end and start yelling and cursing and saying all kinds of ebonic phrases or whatever that we don't understand. You're going to stay angry. Maybe you're just going to walk off the job and we wouldn't be able to use you to the best of our ability. All right, man. This is something. How much time do we have? Okay,
we're good.
Let me get.
We're good.
Usid and Julius Hoolier? How do I get a peewee? How do I get a PPP long?
Oh, God.
I would like a long to... I would like a loan to pay off my Texas and buy me a knee car. Can you get me a basketball for my son and good back for chick? Can I also lick one of the intern's butts?
What? Help us, Lord.
You're an idiot. You're an idiot. And you're on your way. My favorite saying.
We can say it now.
You're going to jail. You're going to jail.
Yes. And boom, out of here, too. Never email us again. Yeah, that, yeah. Too. It, a PP, like, bro. Three letters.
He put a PPP long. I ought to tell you how, just so you can go to jail.
Please, I want you to tell him, please. He needs to go to jail.
You're going to go.
Jazz in Kentucky.
It's ridiculous. Seppi and Lorenzo, if I want to go on a date, and does that mean I have to wear a mask? How do I say we sick? What? How do I say we sick supper to eat the dinner if the mask is on? Next, okay, Donald and the East of the Dallas.
What?
The East of the Dallas.
Is that a river I didn't know about?
I don't know. I guess that's a side of town. I lived in Dallas 12 years. I used to be on the East of that. Maybe, that's cool. Okay, can I learn about Amun? Who is he? Where in the world is Amun? Also, does I get a woman pregnant? Are there was ways? Do I get a woman pregnant? Do you? There are such things as library. I mean, you got stuff that you can look up. You can look it up on your phone. But as so, does I get a woman pregnant? Randy in Virginia, your ghost. Oh, here's a good one. I think we've seen this idiot before. Glasses, lotion, and Homewood, Alex. Yeah. Dear men, I have not paid my Texas payments.
Oh, God.
I know yesterday was Texas payment day. I do not have the dollars, but I can offer you both the business. No thanks. I not loop that, but I do not walnut. Go to jail for not peeing. Oh, I know you well. I'm done. I know you LFN of Wesley Pipes. What? I ain't no damn fan of no Wesley Pipes. So I want to offer you both the business, and you both can tear men me wife. As is up for dollars to T-Texas deal. No, idiot. Next. Listener email, Ned Wood and KC. Do you have the ways of measuring your ways of knowing your eye to find map to hell to the beach? What does that even mean?
Exactly. I'm lost.
Boston Hollywood, can you help me write my resume, you mean? I need a no job. I'm on unemployment money. State stopping it. Get a job. No, I'm not going to help you write your resume.
Exactly.
I don't write for FUIs. We don't do that.
Exactly. And that's it.
Nope.
We're done with you email for this. This is just special. Hollywood, what are your thoughts on today's show? all together and our topics we covered today. I mean, this show has been a great show. We've covered, even though you're FUIs, we've covered serious topics and serious material outside of the material.
Yeah. And we got our feelings out, you know. When I went to the Navy, this is the very thing that I went to the Navy for, so we could be able to speak the way we want to speak. And the thing is I've always believed in one saying, and that's if it don't apply, let it fly. So if you're offended, you're part of the problem. You know what I'm saying? If you're in your feelings or you're feeling some type of way, you need to check yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing's for sure, you don't walk in our shoes, we walk in our own shoes. You know what I'm saying? And I don't believe in victimhood. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a victim. At the same token, I'm smart enough to know that there is such a thing as systemic racism. You know what I'm saying? I do have a smarts enough to know that we don't own anything. So how do we affect the quality of your life? That's racism. You understand? You affect the quality of our lives. We don't affect the quality of your life. You understand? And if you are truly an ally, use the privilege you have to take a stand. Because a lot of voices can make a difference. You know what I'm saying? Good book says you reap what you sow. In other words, what goes around comes around. You understand? I don't believe things will always stay the same. I don't believe that things will always be this way. You know what I'm saying? So when it does happen, take your job off the floor. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? And that's to the people who actually believe that we don't have any rights, that we are 3/4 of a person or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because you all are out there. You know, I'm talking to the person who, you know, waves their little flag and sleeps with their sister or cousin or whoever, tag team cousin. You know what I'm saying? Get it together or leave it alone. It exists, and we're trying to deal. Does that make sense?
It makes sense to me, brother. And you know what? You know, FUIs, I know you love what we do, but in having fun, we have to educate you. Because from day one, this show is about entertaining, empowering, and electrifying, educating people. And you need to hear these things from us. I know it's fun in games. You're all, some of y'all are stupid and dumb. But we want to help you too. Because even as an FUI, they'll kill you. Because if you have a mental breakdown, you're not going to be killed. Like, no, all joking aside, some of you are messed up in the head. Our listeners are messed up. If you go acting a fool on a random day, there might be curtains for you. I told you in hour one, going to Wendy's, and the guy behind me had me spooked. That don't happen to my white brothers and sisters. Where
don't have to worry about it.
Just a simple, why is he behind me? Why is he following me to the same place I'm going? Will cause me some concern and problems. That's my everyday life.
And the thing
life.
Is you can tell. You can tell, like, for instance, you know what I'm saying, not to cut you off, but you, like, at my job, for instance, when people talk about having encounters with the police, it's a total contrast. You know what I'm saying? To when we talk about it. We talk about it from two totally different angles. But I never, ever, one thing that I never hear about When my white counterparts at my job talk about police encounters, I never hear about fear.
Correct.
You understand? I never hear about fear. Ever. Not once. You know what I'm saying?
because they'll never know what having a police officer get behind you and ride your bumper. You understand? Hoping that you're making mistakes.
Hoping to find something. Running your tags while they behind you.
You understand? They just know that you're going to make a mistake. You want to know why? Because they know that you're scared. And when you're scared, you make mistakes. When you're scared, you don't think straight. You understand? When fear is a factor. When fear is brought into the equation, you don't think straight. You know, and that's what they count on. They feed off of that. Not get deeper into it, but I'm not, for the sake of time. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, I mean, it's a sad reality. You know, from slave patrol to patrol period. Just patrol. You know, threw the slave off, and now they done became the police. And we're the hot commodity.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Private prisons are right now being traded. You know what I'm saying? Publicly. Being traded on Wall Street, private prisons. Who's the hot commodity, though? You know what I'm saying? The racists, that's why the racists hate DNA. You know what I'm saying? They hate DNA. They gotta let my cash out in prison now. You know what I'm saying? The game is rigged. The game is rigged.
Exactly. And I'm gonna make one last point before we go here, wrap up for good. White supremacy uses black pawns to spread its white supremacy message.
Yes.
I'm going to call people out. Kanye West, Steve Harvey, Ben Carson, Larry Elder, Candace Owens, the new star, Kwame Brown, who all y'all fuck his YouTube page. He's a Trump-loving Republican. And y'all running here to give his man money. He's a millionaire. Why give him money on YouTube and Cash App? He's a millionaire. How dumb are you?
Didn't he left the league. Wasn't he like he had like $65 million.
Yeah, y'all give money on Cash App and YouTube Super Chats. And this man blamed Breonna Taylor for her own death. Look at his old videos. He's a Trump lover. He's all about these conservative people. Tommy Sotomayor, Kevin Samuels, all these people who he supports. And y'all get running because he's talking about Matt Barnes and Charlamagne the God, who are none. Who I don't like any of these people.
Right.
But still, all of them are pawns are being used, and y'all fall for it. He's y'all new superstar. He's against everything that will help you and your family out. He's against it. But y'all giving him money supporting this because he's talking crazy to people. Get your eyes on the goddamn prize.
Straight up. Tommy Sotomayor. Oh, crap.
Candace Owens. People don't listen. He said people just let him give her a chance to give her what she has to say. No, I don't. He's a dumbass grifter.
I mean, this cat is one of the biggest freaking coons ever. Like the poster boy. The poster boy for self-hate. Boss.
I'm like, he talking about people. That's why I'm scared his page has gotten so big. He's going to be spreading these extremist right-wing conservative talking points and getting idiots to buy that crap. They don't read nothing. They don't understand civics and common shit. So
right.
I'm afraid his page has grown so fast to inform the idiots who don't read it already. So I want to inform them a few hours, but I got you left with it before you are. Don't fall for the okie-dokie a few hours. If you do, you're going to be lost.
Don't believe the hype.
Hollywood, what are your last thoughts before you go, brother? What's your last thoughts before you go from this great special?
It's been a stone cold groove. It's probably going to be a little while before we do it again, but hey, every time we kick it off, bro, it's a stone cold groove.
No doubt.
Stone cold.
Well, F.U.I., I hope you enjoyed this. I can't give you a date. Maybe later in the year, late in the year, maybe we'll figure something out for you people. But enjoy this special. This special is about you, the FUIs, giving you information to help you in your life. Entertainment, be damned, did this show. We'll give you life tonight. Life.
Straight up.
How to survive in this world. How to survive in the workplace. And be better for the FUIs. For Boss Hollywood, Boss Hollywood Show, FUI, out of quarantine special. We out!
We out.
And if you don't know, now you know, you know.